Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 122, Why New Year's Resolutions Don't Work, part 2, by Jennifer Sage with BenGreenfieldFitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, occasionally with commentary. And I answer your questions every Friday. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com. The bonus is, if you do, you'll be entered into small special raffles to win books from us. Now, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. I started a post from a guest author on Ben Greenfield's site, and it's a bit long, so I'm wrapping it up today. So if you're new here, I'd recommend listening to that episode first. That's episode 121 before this one. All right, let's hear the rest of this post as we optimize your life. Why New Year's Resolutions Don't Work, Part 2, by Jennifer Sage with BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Here are some examples of, quote, rational lies, it might whisper in your ear. Boy, some chips and salsa sound real good right now. Forget those carrots and celery. How fun is that? Don't you prefer that salty, crispy, fatty taste? That couch and remote look awful comfy right now. Isn't there a game on? How about a Sex and the City rerun? Who cares if you've seen it before? Why go to the gym when you might have to sweat? Yuck. Too much effort. Stay home. It's safer here. You say you want to do a what? A triathlon? You might get hurt or worse, might have to give up some of that TV time. Better not bother after all. Ask her out? What if you say something dumb like you always do? What do you mean you want to take on more responsibilities at work? Don't you know people don't like you much? What if you screw up like last time? They told you if you make more sales calls, you'll make more money? That means you have to talk to people. Oh man, why do that when you can search the internet for cool YouTube videos instead? $40,000 a year doesn't look so bad after all. You might have to actually do some work if you want to make that $100,000 this year. That's too scary. I got better things to tell you to do. Spend more time with family? That means you'll have to actually listen to your mother-in-law. No way. Let's think of an excuse not to go. And so, all your best intentions go down the drain, destined to fail from the very first moment you stated your resolution. Hence, you repeat the same results over and over and over, because you haven't changed the thought patterns and behavioral patterns that govern them. It's like that old adage, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Both your conscious mind and subconscious mind must be in alignment if change is going to take place, and usually there is a tug of war between the two. The conscious mind makes a statement, I want to change this about myself. But the body says, which is ruled by the subconscious, heck no. You haven't trained me to be that way. You've trained me to be like this. If you want to truly make permanent changes in your life, you must first retrain your subconscious mind and create different mental images of your body and your health, your financial situation, your relationships, and any other area you would like to see changes. It takes about 15 to 30 minutes a day of mental retraining, and studies have shown, including a study by NASA, that it takes a minimum of 30 days to break subconscious patterns. What does mental retraining consist of? First, determine your goal and be very clear about what it is you want. What do you want? Better health? More money? A physical challenge like a marathon? More time with family? A new career? Next, you must state the why behind each goal. Why do you want it? Will it make you a better person? Will it make you healthier so you can live longer and spend more quality time with your children and grandchildren? Will financial freedom allow you to pursue your dreams of travel, send your children to the best universities, or allow you to fulfill your deepest desires for charitable giving? Will the reduction of stress allow you to focus on yourself and your family and your fitness? Then through a combination of visualizations and affirmations, what Joe Dispenza calls mental rehearsal, state each desire and or act them out in your mind's eye with passion and emotion, a minimum of twice daily. Visioning is more than just passively fantasizing about what you want. It is a type of mental and emotional workout that actually prepares you to experience and attract into your life what you want and what are already available to you. How do visualizations and affirmations work? Visualizations and affirmations are actually methods of rewiring your brain. Your brain does not know the difference between a real event and an imagined event. In fact, through PET scans, brain researchers have found the brain responds in a very similar manner to actual and imagined events. Neural pathways are developed that reflect what is frequently impressed upon the brain, and synaptic connections are built and reinforced that support habitual trains of thought. This is how new beliefs are created. By experiencing a desire regularly through visualization, you actually create the neural infrastructure to support and process it in reality. In other words, you must first lay the groundwork for your success. See it in your mind, believe it, and see it manifested in your life. You just listened to part two of the post titled, Why New Year's Resolutions Don't Work, by Jennifer Sage with BenGreenfieldFitness.com.
When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I love that Jennifer brought up visualization here. I, for one, used to think it was kind of foo-foo stuff. Oh, really? If I sit and meditated or visualize something, that's really going to work? Come on. It turns out they've done a lot of experiments with this. Some pretty well-designed studies, in fact. I'm going to briefly describe how some of these studies are done. For example, they'll take, let's say, 100 college basketball players, so college athletes. They'll randomly assign these college athletes into one of two groups. One group, they'll say, okay, you're going to sit there and shoot free throws, well, stand there, and shoot free throws for 20 minutes each day. You're just going to practice shooting free throws. That's your job. The second group will sit in a classroom with their eyes closed and visualize themselves making free throws for 20 minutes. So you got one group that's actually practicing the movement. The other group is visualizing making those free throws. Same amount of time, 20 minutes each, let's say. The researchers will have them do this for a certain period of time. Could be weeks, could be a month, something like that. At the end of the study, they'll compare the groups. They'll say, okay, let's see your free throws. What they found is the groups that visualize themselves making that free throw or making that touchdown or hitting that home run, whatever sport the athlete's playing, they find that those that visualized it perform just as well as those who actually practiced it. That's how powerful our brains can be. And Jennifer's absolutely right. The brain doesn't understand what's imagined versus what's real. And you've all experienced this. If you've ever had a bad dream, nothing's actually happening to you. It's all in your head. But you'll wake up sweaty sometimes, your heart's racing, your heart's pounding. Some of you might talk or yell in your sleep. The brain doesn't know the difference. Or I'll give you an even more everyday situation. Let's say you're sitting at home and you're thinking about some presentation you have to make next week or an exam. Something stressful is coming up. You may find your hands start to sweat. Your heart begins to race. Those kinds of things, those real physiological responses, are happening to something that's imagined. You're just sitting there at home imagining the stressful event, but the brain doesn't know better and the body will respond. So yes, when it comes to changing your behaviors, when it comes to setting those New Year's resolutions and actually achieving them, you must make sure your brain is with you. Now, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I answer your questions right here on the podcast every Friday in special Q&A episodes. You can ask me anything related to diet, fitness, nutrition, stress management, and lots more. Just call and leave a message with your question. The phone number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can also send in an audio question through our site, oldpodcast.com. And that's a little more friendly if you want to do multiple takes and hear yourself before sending it in. I love answering your questions, so definitely keep those questions coming. And by the way, if you do send in a question, you're entered into special raffles to win books every month. And the pool of people isn't huge, so there's a really good chance for you to win. That's it for today's post. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with two posts from Steve Pavlina. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.